Fire everyone, fans blast Big Ten for clock confusion after controversial Hail Mary finish in Michigan game. By Warner Todd Houston on September 6, 2026. Big Ten officials riled college football on Saturday after ruling that 1 second remained on the clock as the game between Western Michigan and Michigan was coming to an end, even though the TV clock registered zero time left. And boy did fans have thoughts on social media. Despite the clock on TV showing zero time remaining, officials ruled that Michigan would regain a second on the clock, which was just enough for them to win the game with a Hail Mary pass completion. The Big Ten released a statement claiming that a Western Michigan player started his jump from an established out-of-bounds position, left foot, and made contact with the ball with 1 second remaining on the clock. After the review, officials said the video prompted them to put 1 second back on the clock so the play could continue, Breitbart Sports reported. In a statement, the Big Ten explained that NCAA Football Rule 423A ruled that the clock should be stopped at 1 second. A statement regarding the results of tonight's game between Michigan and Western Michigan. pic.twitter.com/DCJVN2ZLTC. Big Ten Conference, at Big Ten, September 6, 2026. But many noted that the clock had already ticked off to zero on TV and in the stadium. Broadcast clock and in-stadium clock both at triple zeros. Ball not yet in the hands of an out-of-bounds player. The fact that B1G is showing us footage where the WMU player is fully cradling the ball against his body and there's still a one left means someone is lying hard. pic.twitter.com/QSCP8FQXCJ. Joel Fritzma, high voltage sign emoji, at Joel Fritzma, September 6, 2026. This, despite the Big Ten claiming that all locks were synced up ahead of the game. The messy game ending had fans fuming. So you're saying there was a mail-in second added? Very Democrat of you all. John Root, at Johnny Root underscore, September 6, 2026. Explain this one. You say 1 second is left. But on the broadcast, it shows 0 o'clock even though the ball is still in the air. None of this makes sense. pic.twitter.com/61san5wjgv. John, at John Scast, September 6, 2026. I guess the part I'm not understanding is how your camera of the in-stadium game clock shows it at 0:01 when it touches a player, but the official review camera angle showing the in-stadium game clock shows 0 o'clock before it touches a player. Y'all might have gotten away with it. pic.twitter.com/foosclub.re. Queso Stream, at Queso Stream, September 6, 2026. Your statement claims the clocks are synced in the stadium to what is shown on the broadcast, yet everyone watching the broadcast clearly sees the clock is at 0 o'clock. So, your own statement is contradictory. Kyle Lam, at Kyle Lam 8, September 6, 2026. Bullshit. The uncatchable ball rule supersedes. Because that ball was uncatchable from being well out of bounds, the clock stops with the ball hitting the ground, not the player. Your officials just couldn't have a loss to a MAC school, just admit it. The Seebeck, at the Mike Seebeck, September 6, 2026. pic.twitter.com/W16XQW, SAC. Iveta, at Iveta Abramayan, September 6, 2026. It took me all of 5 seconds to edit and change this. pic.twitter.com/Q6XFGPS1Ka. Gain of Fauci, at Schlopes is back, September 6, 2026. The evidence provided was an official saying now as to when the ball was touched. The ball is not shown. And saying now feels imprecise. While I applaud the audio being included, is the now how it was determined? pic.twitter.com/go7gmsark. Mike Vernon, at m_Vernon, September 6, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.